I thank the representative of Armenia, and I now give the floor to Vanuatu. Vanuatu has the floor.
Madam President, thank you for giving Vanuatu the opportunity to exercise its right of reply to Indonesia on Vanuatu's statement recently. Madam President, please allow me at the outset to express Vanuatu's deep sympathy and solidarity to the people and government of Indonesia during these difficult times as they are suffering from the effects of the recent earthquake and tsunami. We are confident that the spirit of perseverance of the people of Indonesia affected by this terrible tragedy, together with the solidarity of the international community, will assist in overcoming the suffering caused by the devastating forces of nature. Madam President, regarding West Papua, Vanuatu agrees with Indonesia that allegations of flagrant, systematic, and widespread human rights violations, negligence of civil, social, and political, economic, and cultural rights cannot be taken lightly. When Papuan civil society organizations and international human rights organizations, such as Amnesty International, report with great diligence to the United Nations cases of gross human rights violations, it is crucial that these allegations be examined and investigated thoroughly by the relevant human rights mechanisms. This is the basic reason why Vanuatu welcomed the news of the visit to Papua last year of the UN Special Rapporteur on the right of everyone to the enjoyment of the highest attainable standard of physical and mental health. The Special Rapporteur was able to see with his own eyes that Papua was lacking behind other parts of Indonesia in many aspects. However, the former High Commissioner for Human Rights, Mr. Said Rad Al Hussein, said in his last statement at the Human Rights Council that he was concerned that despite positive engagement by authorities in many respects, the Indonesian government's invitation to his office to visit Papua has still not been honored. Vanuatu would encourage Indonesia to renew its invitation, this time to the new Human Rights Commissioner on Human Rights, and to organize a visit to Papua by the Human Rights Commissioner to take place in the near future. This is important to provide an objective assessment of human rights issues in West Papua. Madam President, it is also important for this august body to note that Vanuatu is not alone in raising concerns about human rights matters at the United Nations, but other members as well. Historically, Vanuatu's stance on human rights abuses, decolonization, and the wrongs of apartheid has always been strong, and for this reason, Vanuatu will continue to do the same. I thank you.
I thank Vanuatu, and I now give the floor to the United Arab Emirates. You have the floor.